the Wizard of Northwest Illinois, W9RAN. Go ahead, Bob.
All right, Rick. Hope this thing is on. It's 9RK and the Vintage Sidebanders. This is W9RAN, and as you say, the upper left-hand corner of the land of Lincoln. And, well, we have to parse things a little bit by, first of all, which ham shack, second of all, which patch panel, and then third of all, which coax switch. And when you get down to the end of that branch of that tree, I'm sitting in front of five right at the moment, so we will modestly respond with a total of five. Although there are a few more waiting in the other branches of the W9RAN tree. And some of them may be connected to coax, but may emit smoke or flames when energized, Rick, as you know. As we are not ashamed or proud, so that has to be a part of my answer as well. If you made me bet on how many would work, it would be probably even money on another five. Anyway, this one is the appropriate for the Vintage Sidebands net, because it is the WRL Meteor SB-175, the one of two only commercially made double sideband transmitters. So, hello to all of you listening over on the upper side. And the reason I'm using it is because I left the VFO on for the last week. I figured it was nicely warmed up. That would be the Helicrafters HA-5 said VFO. And the receiving unit is the Mosley CM-1, Bob Heil's favorite receiver, although this one is not autographed. In the microphonium, for those who count such things, this would be the Electro Voice Banana Mic. And, you know, it has a number, 723 or something. There you go, Rick. Thanks for running the net and enforcing the rules, as they should be. In 9RK, in the Vintage Sideband Net, W9.